The abuse suffered by one Sligo town man during his time at a residential institution as a child was raised in the Dáil last evening. It's the case of 50-year-old Graham Monaghan, someone we've talked to on the show before about this issue, including one incident where his arms were broken while at the institution.
Now, just to finish off on my arms, I ended up going back and inquiring. I ended up going to see a man in Newcastle, an expert, and he actually confirmed that the only way that my elbows could have ended up the way they were is through abuse. And it was at a young age, as an infant, somebody or some people collectively twisted or broke my arms. Now, I carry that with me every single day. So without listening to stories on the radio, this is a living fact. Okay.
Well, a story was raised in the Dáil last evening by Fianna Fáil Deputy Mark McSharry during a debate on the Mother and Baby Homes report, and his statement read into the record, Graham Monaghan's statement, and this is it.
I want to put on record the testimony of a very brave individual, a friend of mine for some 40 years. He's asked me to mention his name and he's asked me to put his words on record. His name is Graham Monaghan. He's in his 50th year and he is a survivor of residential institutions abuse. He's been through the redress schemes that we've had in the past, and I think his testimony is very important for us to embrace as we set out to bring some level of justice to the victims and survivors of the mother and baby home scandal. These are his words. I discovered I had been the victim of repeated physical abuse as an infant in care, and with legal advice set about making a submission to the redress board. The original redress procedure was supposed to be non-confrontational, but it appears most, if not all, victim survivors' experience was anything but that. So many, including myself, were made feel like we were looking for something that we were not really entitled to. The formula used to calculate your award was like something from a television quiz show. Points made pounds. The whole experience was cold, unfair, and demeaning in so many ways. We had to sign a gagging order to say we would never disclose any settlement or we would face serious penalties. We are not equals in our own country, and we are the innocent victims of someone else's circumstances. We have no rights to access our basic information, such as our full birth certificate, medical files, which for many of us, including me, we are led to believe no longer exist. I have no idea what I was fully subjected to as a defenceless baby. For the state to continue treating us different within society and not as true equals only helps to promote prejudices which do exist, which others like myself have had to endure and to this day have to deal with. In my experience, and I'm sure with so many others too, we have to try and defend ourselves against extended family members who don't regard us as real family, and that you weren't really the son or daughter of your parents. It's horrible. Despite the fact that both my elbows were destroyed while I was in care, I still know I am one of the lucky ones because I was adopted by two incredible people, and I feel a deep guilt for all those who were not as lucky as me. And that is a guilt I carry with me every day. I don't trust the state on any of these issues and have affected so many of us badly because the state has such a shocking track record on these matters. The time for talking and making apologies has to stop. It's time to listen, not just hear our voices. Only those of us who have lived and experienced these lives, along with those loved ones and friends who have watched and supported us, go through so much pain, hurt and frustration, can really and truly understand just what our lives have been like with all the obstacles that can be put in our way. In my case, having to go through the indignity of having to ask my dad to sign an affidavit to swear who I was and that he was my father, just so I could go ahead with getting married. The reason for this was, despite the fact that I was baptized twice, once shortly after birth, and second after adoption, no one had a cert which appeared to apply to me. I will never get over the hurt of having to ask my dad to do that. It would always be one of the very lowest points in my life. All we are looking for is truth, equality, and justice. It's time for proper action to finally start and allow us to come out, lift the shadows of the dark past under which we have lived our lives, and for once feel like equals. They are the words of Graham Monaghan, and I'm glad to put them on record here today.